James is basically rapping there.
Hi friends, it's Andriy Vasilenko and welcome to Metallic Geek, where we are overanalyzing our favorite f***ing band. And today we're gonna do another spin of one of my most favorite Metallica topics. Each Metallica album is different, but each has some sort of hints on what's coming next, as well as some remainders from the previous record style. And so what we're gonna do today is, we take every Metallica record and find one song on it that sounds the most like the previous one, and start that foreshadows where Metallica would go. So get comfy and enjoy the discussion. And we are starting with Kill 'Em All, and there is only one direction to go, what sounds most similar to Ride the Lightning. And well, there's quite a dip between these two records. They seem not 1 year apart, but an entire decade worth of progress. Ride the Lightning is way more mature, and so we should find the most well-crafted, progressive, structured song on Kill 'Em All. And there are two candidates: Seek and Destroy and The Four Horsemen. And I would go with Seek and Destroy because it does not feel like just a collection of riffs, but a neat composition, yeah. It's quite long, and also it's a bit slower than the rest of Kill 'Em All. It's actually, on average, the slowest track on the album. 145 in its main section. The middle section is classic speed metal, 200 plus BPM. And so yeah, Seek and Destroy sounds most like Ride the Lightning. And if to forget that Mustaine is involved, The Four Horsemen also would go. In the middle section, it kind of is the opposite. The main part is fast, and the middle is more like breakdown. A slow, almost interlude-like. And you know that interludes would play a big role in Metallica's style in the future. And we have even more clean part on the album, it's Phantom Lord interlude, written by Mustaine. And also we could count Anesthesia as a kind of predecessor of Metallica instrumentals. So yeah, in some way, Anesthesia also counts, even though it's just bass solo and non-instrumental full value. Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets was the most middle-length track. It's actually hard to pick because Ride and Master to me are like almost identical in quality of composition. Sound is a different topic, but it's basically Master is a bit more mature Ride. Metallica learned how to make epic songs and in a more diverse style. Thrash and speed and instrumental compositions and of course ballads. All we would see on Master and even Justice for All. And the easiest pick would be Fade to Black. The first ballad, the most shocking moment on Metallica's second record, and it spawned the entire series on the number 4 ballads of Metallica, to be continued with Sanitarium 1, The Unforgiven, Until It Sleeps, and so on. But then would it be too easy to say Fade to Black is the most Master of Puppets-ish song on Ride the Lightning? As well as The Call of Cthulhu. Because that was the first real instrumental, and Orion would just develop the idea. So we could go with Fumo de Beltos. Kinda mid-tempo, first time Metallica did this kinda thing. But I would go with The Call of Cthulhu, because that's something that would flourish on Master of Puppets. The peak of Metallica and Cliff Burton's creation, Orion, it began on the Cthulhu. And so was Fade to Black and Beltos, and even Fight Fire with Fire. That's something that they continue with Damage Incorporated and Battery, even though we could say that thrash metal, that's more of a Kill 'Em All vibe. I would disagree. It's way more structured and elaborate than the thrash from Kill 'Em All. Kill 'Em All is more of a speed metal and raw version of thrash, but I cannot really see the most Kill 'Em All-ish track on Ride the Lightning. Even though riffs from Creeping Death and Fight Fire with Fire was born in the very time Kill 'Em All was born, 1982. Just for the record, even though half of it is written by Kirk Hammett, I would go Strapped Under Ice. Master of Puppets was there that would hint on Injustice for All. Justice for All is basically Master of Puppets on steroids. The entire album has these elements of progressiveness. They throw more and more extra time signatures and extra
sections, just make it more complex and challenging. And Ryan is often considered one of the first Metallica's progressive metal attempts. And the most justice song on Master, to me, is Disposable Heroes. It could easily fit on Justice album. Man, 8 minutes thrashing all the way. You can be easily lost while learning and playing Disposable Heroes. It's that complex. Kirk Hammett's doing like a 2 minute solo. And really just this feeling that Metallica were trying to top themselves. That's really Justice vibe. So is Damage Incorporated and Master. But Disposable Heroes, that's the closest. Right, and the most Ride the Lightning style track on Master of Puppets. Well, also it's quite hard, but I would say the thing that should not be. It's like a combination of a Cthulhu theme and From the Belt of Space. Leper Messiah? I don't know. Leper Messiah is such a standalone track, like it falls in the middle. It actually fills the void in Metallica tempo that was empty before, 130-140, this range of BPM. Sanitarium is a ballad, like Fade to Black, but it's already more of a more like speed metal, more like One would be. And yeah, in that way, Sanitarium hints on Justice for All, the way they took ballads to extreme on One. Mellow part and goes the one of the most ultimate thrash metal riffs. It began on Sanitarium. And the riff is pretty similar to that of 1-2. It's like a speed metal downpicking version of the Machine Gun riff. Now it's time for Injustice for All, and what's the most sounding like the Black Album there? And you know, sing with me. Harvester of Sorrow! That's no brainer. That's the slowest track of Metallica by that time. That's quite a contrast in what we see on Justice for All in particular. Justice is such a fast album. Like Metallica has been progressing to this point and playing the fastest, the craziest riff possible. And we have this island of groove. The slowest Metallica got before Harvester of Sorrow was on Escape. But that was a particular section, the breakdown, 70 BPM. But Harvester is very like Sad But True, and even slower than that. But at the same time, To Lose To Die is even slower, basically. Not in terms of BPM, but general feel. In terms of melody, it's basically a ballad too, though instrumental one. What song sounds the most like Master of Puppets? I would pick maybe even Injustice for All, the title track. It's not that thrashy, just solid, just thrashed almost 10 minutes. In some way it's also like Battery, the clean guitar intro. Yeah, I would go with Justice, the title track. The Black Album was the most like Load on it. And like Justice. The Unforgiven is most like Load because it has a lot of blues there. Even though it's a ballad, number 4, but it's not like One. Oh my god, that's way far away from One. More like Fade to Black, but if it had more blues in it. And that's the feature of Loads. Especially you can hear it in Kirk's solo. We should look for bands, and The Unforgiven has most of them. And of course, some parts here and there saying My Friend of Misery, that B-bender guitar. Also give some Loadish feels. And what's most like Justice? It's gonna be something fast, something not that mainstream. And we have like 3 songs that fall in that category. Holy the Tao, Through the Never, and The Struggle Within. I would pick The Struggle Within for its epic intro, but it needed a couple more riffs to really be like Justice. So I would go with Holy the Tao. Metallica wanted to put it a single instead of Enter Sandman to make it more like transition from Justice to the Black Album for the ears of the fans. So yeah, Holy Than Thou holds the most from Justice era. And at the same time, it's also kinda Load because of the freaking talk box. Load Reload, we count them both like a single unit. So what sounds most like I believe we should go straight to Saint Anger and the Black Album. Saint Anger. We should look for something low-tuned, something angry, yeah? But at least we have one really low-tuned track. That's Bad Seed. Other than that, there's nothing like Saint Anger. So yeah, I would go with Bad Seed, because of its extreme low tuning, as for Metallica. C sharp, maybe even drop. And how about the Black Album? Well, to me, lows are pretty close to the Black Album, with the right a bit of polish, and if to make it one record, it could be really close, not a drastic change, not a drastic fall, because it's also groovy, it's also pounding. But if to pick one that sounds the most like the Black Album, I would go with Devil's Dance, probably. That's the sound of Set by True. Like, and the main riff, it's more like the old school Chuck by Metallica. And yeah, it was one of the first songs written for the albums. Hence, the closest, chronologically, to the Black Album. And they played it when they were still having long hair. If you see that live performance from 1995, you cannot really tell it's that far from the Black Album. It felt like that Metallica still. So yeah, the long hair, the visual style, made a big difference in the perception of the music, which was not as far, actually, from 1991. And what else? We have like 27 tracks, at least a couple honorable mentions should be there. Well, how about Gin Nothing? It's kind of repeating the framework of Enter Sandman, even the straight-up reference of To Never, Neverland at the end. So yeah, that's... yeah, but stylistically, no. As well as The Unforgiven 2. The chords are the same, the melodies and the Unforgiven theme, but it's way too mellow as for the Metallica from 1991, if you know what I mean. And Saint Anger was the closest to Death Magnetic and to Loads. Production-wise, Saint Anger is very close to the Loads, because they didn't have the precise rhythm tracks laid down all by James, but both James and Kirk recorded riffs, but in terms of the mood, man. But there's one track that is really like a bridge between these two records, and it's not on either. It's I Disappear. Is there on Saint Anger track that sounds most like I Disappear, kind of the alternative Metallica album in the middle between Loads and Saint Anger. And I believe the unnamed feeling fits the most there. Maybe if to tone down the lyrics. So yeah, The Unnamed Feeling sounds most like I Disappear, and I Disappear sounds most like Loads. I hope that would do. How about Death Magnetic? And my answer may shock you. Is the title track Saint Anger? Because it has the most thrash, the most old-school stuff, and the references to Damage Incorporated in Hit the Lights in the lyrics. And the riff is like new metal version of Master of Puppets. And since Death Magnetic was kind of back to the roots, to the Master of Puppets era and stuff, Saint Anger, the title track, comes the closest to that kind of attitude, to the good old thrash. But we cannot see it outside the frame of the album, and now vice versa. What song on Death Magnetic sounds the most like Saint Anger? And to you maybe that's an obvious choice, All Nightmare Long, because it was conceived during the Saint Anger era, even though in a very different shape. And they completely remade it, thrashed it up on Death Magnetic. If we took Demo Magnetic, man, like the entire album is the mid-link between Saint Anger and Magnetic. But again, that would be too easy. So let's find something more, you know, sophisticated. I would pick the opening track that was just your life. For one reason, because James is basically rapping there. In terms of riffs, it's not that, but mind you, James got really good flow. Even better than Tom Araya. And what's the closest on Magnetic to Hardwired? Well, 8 years between the album and Metallica really wandered a lot in that period. It's pretty far in terms of time,
But there's one track that hints on hard words and grinding touch. It's Cyanide. Because the feature, quote-unquote, of hard word was pretty weak main riffs. And Cyanide is that kind of thing. And in general, it feels like a song that just fell short, like most of Hardwired stuff. It's cool, but almost there. And do we have such a thing on the 10th Metallica album Hardwired that would foreshadow their stuff on the 11th record? I want to believe this is Emma Savage. You know the riff? Maybe they'll find this combination of Saintanger and Master of Puppets Black Album, like that riff represents. That will be the ultimate Metallica album ever. Saintanger has some good grains, you know? But that was quite a shell shock. Now they're recovering, so yeah. What do you think? What song on Hardwired would sound the most like the upcoming Metallica record? Or maybe it would be just like Hardwired. Actually, the more I think about it, I think that's gonna be more like part 2. Kind of moderate songwriting, but we'll see. We discussed it in a couple more episodes. Go through the Metal Geek catalog. Maybe it's 25, I believe, yeah. And this episode's show notes are at metalgeek.com/33. If you like the podcast, rate it and review it. And go to metalgeek.com, where I post articles that don't go as podcast, as well as my YouTube channel, Metal Geek. Podcast is more like laid-back conversation without a script. So yeah, follow me everywhere. Links in the show notes. Thanks for listening. It's Andriy Vasilenko, and hear you next time, friends.